Is this something that can be learned, or is the information that you have as being a winemaker, is this something that is passed on through generations and through families and everything like that? Or if you got hit by a bus tomorrow, would they have to stop making the stuff?
No, not really, but let's say that it was developed through experience, and the technology was modernized little by little by direct experience, and what you could find on the books is just the very basic production technique, and obviously the difference is given by your own personal intervention.
So the machines are running. You can basically sit with your feet up now and watch TV, because the thing is really down to a science now, right?
Not exactly. Let's say that especially the tasting and the evaluation of the finished product is always left to the winemakers and to the producers to judge whether the product is suitable for being put on the market or not yet.
Well, speaking of television, what American shows are very popular in Italy right now? Because I know in France, like Dallas was really big, and they dubbed it into French. What shows do they show over in Italy that are American shows that are really popular right now?
Well, let's say that we've had Dallas for quite a number of years, and now I think the recent ones are Dynasty and a few other ones. That
Dynasty.
Do they have Love Connection over there? Love Connection. Really? That's a show. Do they have that one?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay. How about Cop Rock?
Yes, quite a number, especially among youngsters. I think that's quite popular.
Sure. Well, Emilio, thanks very much. This is a pleasure talking to you, and I know that people are going to be sampling your endeavors throughout the holiday season, and we hope you have a nice holiday. How do you plan on spending? Are there any cultural differences in the way that Christmas is celebrated in Italy as opposed to America?
Not really. I think that everybody is really making Christmas a very important family event. So the families gather and try to stay together.
Now, do you eat turkey? Is turkey a traditional Christmas meal?
No, not very much, no. I think that people also take advantage for having, if possible, a skiing holiday, or in any case, in the last few years, there's quite a number of people that have traveled abroad during this Christmas break.
A skiing holiday? I mean, so what, on Christmas morning, Mom gets up real early in the morning and puts a calzone in the oven, or what? What do you eat? What would be the big feast?
Yes, well, let's say that it depends on the regions and on the habits, but generally there's pasta, ravioli, hors d'oeuvre, and a meat dish, something like a roast beef or that sort of thing.
I know a little while ago a woman was elected to the parliament over in Italy, and she used to be, you know who I'm talking about, right? The X-rated film star. Is she still a member of parliament?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, there he goes, and she's right here, as a matter of fact.
quite a number of votes.
Yeah,
I think she was second only to the prime minister, something like that.
Yeah, I hear she like occasionally will like disrobe on television, still.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you're expecting her to be in government for quite a long time? That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I don't think that all these things pass very quickly.
Yeah. Emilio, thanks very much. Have a great holiday season. It was a pleasure talking to you, okay?
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me. Thank you.
Arrivederci.
Thanks a lot, Emilio.
Baby. Okay, so. Thank you, Emilio. Bye-bye now. All right, Pat. Well, I didn't realize you could just, like, dial it up.
Oh, it's great. That's why I was having $600 a month phone bills for a while.
I want to try something. Do you think, I have an idea here. What I want to do, just to see what happens. We're going to dial the same number, except
like a digit or two off.
One digit off.
Yeah, sure. We'll get some Italian family.
We're gonna see what happens. I changed the last digit.
You might get the janitor in the plant.
Oh, is that we called the plant?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let's tell him there's a mess on production line number 3. Come down and clean it up. Let's tell him that porno star turned government.
clean up in aisle 7.
So we got that porno star cabinet member coming down.
Let's see what happens. You speak enough Italian to talk to somebody if they speak
No, not really. I can speak French to them. Maybe they'll think.
I'm going to laugh if Emilio answers again. Picks up the phone and goes, what?
Pronto?
Hello?
Buongiorno.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this production? Is this production?
Hello?
Is this production line? Hello?
We need, hello?
We need to order some spaghetti to go.
I gotta get my Christmas calzone ordered. she hung up on us. It was a nice try.
Yeah.
Have a great holiday, okay? And you, while we were doing the interview there with Emilio, you pull out some rum cake. This is
yum.
Yeah. Can people get the recipe for this thing? Or?
Oh yeah, they can get the recipe. As a matter of fact, I think if they wrote me in care of the station, they could get a copy of the recipe. But
okay.
This cake that I brought in today is made with Bacardi Black rum, which really enhances the flavor of the rum cake.
Oh, I remember that ad.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the time of the season that people are really using rum cakes for holiday. Gift giving and for dinners and so forth. But in addition to that, the Martini and Rossi that we were speaking of also comes in a gift box this year on the large size, the 1.5 Magnum size, and also on the 750 size. And what I brought in for you two to try today is the new size that we just came out with. It's a 187 ml split bottle, single serving size.
The Breakfast Club size.
That's right.
Yeah,
the Breakfast Club size.
Just put a nipple on the top of that baby and let us at it.
Well, we're going to have our Christmas show in here on Friday, and I think we'll treat the boys to a little
hostage. I think we will.
So this baby is going to go the deep six on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Pat, it's good to have you in.
Okay.
Bacardi
Thanks,
Imports,
Pat.
Asti Spumante, and have a great holiday season.
Thanks a lot, JC and
good
Joe.
Good to have you aboard here.
Arrivederci.
5 until 7. We're coming back. Alan will update the traffic here in a minute.
Your St. Louis area Kmart stores deliver the best Christmas time values right when you need them most.
The Traffic Law Center, 752-7800.
Thanks to the people at the Traffic Law Center, all good little girls and boys will get their presents this year on Dasher.
It's going to be sunny today, high about 50. Same thing for tomorrow, 39 degrees right now. Drew Smith has the sports. Alan Barklage right now in the 93.7 Batcopter.
Thank you, JC. We had a couple of accidents earlier, east on Highway 70 out by the Bland Shep Memorial Bridge, so be very careful out there. We do have some condensation forming, a little bit of ice on the bridge decks and the overpasses. Buckle those seatbelts. Alan Barklage in the 93.7 Yellow Jet Copter, an exclusive service of Hardee's Restaurants, now open at 55 and Butler Hill Road.
Well, as Pat Smith doesn't miss a beat, I'm not even crazy about pound cake, and I don't really drink that much rum. I drink the other stuff, but not that much rum. And this cake is terrific. And
is
it's
it?
Real. It feels like he just took it out of the oven. I don't even know where he did. He make this? Did
I
Pat
think so.
Pat make this himself?
Oh, I don't think he made it.
Man. Keep that fresh. We're going to eat that whole thing today. This is really, really good. This recipe, you might want
to... There's a recipe right there.
I was going to say, you might want to get this recipe because this is really good, and I don't even really eat this kind of stuff. So, good. This is Classic Rock, 93.7 KSDFM, St. Louis. Classic Rock 93.7 KSCFM St. Louis. You should get out of the importing business and get into the bakery business. That is the greatest pound cake I've ever tasted in my life. I don't even like pound cake, and that's great. 7:02 right now, JC and Joe. Sunny today, high about 50. It's 39 degrees right now. Drew Smith standing by with the sports in a little while. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, I hate those guys. I just hate them. They get to be on the radio, and they get to talk to movie stars, and they get to Christmas time. People send them free stuff to drink, and they're getting drunk while they're working. Yeah, well, they're threatening to shut Joe's water off at his house, and they keep disconnecting my long-distance service, and we still have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. So there.
That's right. And if I pay them $40, they won't shut it off. It's a deal.
So don't slash your wrist, at least until tomorrow. It's 7:03 right now. The news, and here's Joe.
Today is Wednesday, December 19th. Only 12 days left in the year. Do I need to tell you how many shopping days you have left till Christmas? Haven't started like me? Well, on this date in 1843, Charles Dickens first published his classic tale, A Christmas Carol, in England. In 1978, jury selection began in Salem, Oregon, in the case of John J. Rideout, accused of raping his wife, Greta. Rideout was acquitted. The couple divorced after the trial. And when people in Gallivant's Ferry, South Carolina, say Merry Christmas, one woman may turn around to see if they're talking to her. First name, Mary. Last name, Christmas.
Hey, it's our turn again. It's 7:12. Here's Alan in the Batcopter with traffic.
Well, we do have a lot of fog moving into the area out west. So if you're coming in from the St. Charles area or even from the south, coming up from the Arnold, Jala Barklage. in the 93.7. Yellow Jet Copter, an exclusive service of Hardee's Restaurants, now open at 55 and Butler Hill Road.
Just hear that Harry Carey, I think it's scary, don't you? It's sounding much too real, so what's the deal with Threw?
Hey, 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 Flash, Flash. There's no word on how much money was taken during a robbery at the Kansas City Chiefs ticket offices. They were robbed yesterday by four men carrying guns and wearing ski masks. So I have no follow-up to that story. That's all the details available at this time. Details as they become available here on The Voice of St. Louis, 93.7 KSD FM.
Thank you, Uncle Lair.
Thank you.
So I get up a little bit late this morning and flip on my Walkman, and you guys are interviewing Aldo Cella.
No, different guy.
Oh.
That's Aldo! Aldo! That's a different guy.
Oh, man. Who was that guy?
He was an Italian friend of ours. You know, we wanted to call him up. And
that was Mr. Spumante.
Wish him Merry Christmas.
Mr. Spumante.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, he left us a huge thing of Martini and Rossi Asti Spumante, which we are going to down Friday on our Christmas show. Now, you'll be here in the studio with us. Mike Bush will be here. Minko the Pinkle will be here. Scott Stevens and Jeff Cortinall. The St. Louis Blues.
We're
will
gonna
be,
get hammered Friday.
We're gonna get hammered Friday.
Right.
I think maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think maybe if we put out the call right now with all these sports guys here.
Yeah.
And all the fans of you know what? Perhaps we could have this Asti that's already here. We will chill it.
Yeah.
But maybe with the 2 days' notice, we need something to wash that Asti down. And I say hot dogs from Woofies. What do you say?
I think
you're gonna say dancers from PTs.
I say Woofie dogs to wash down the Asti. What do you say?
Hot dogs from Woofies. Got to go for hot dogs from Woofies. Yeah, hot dogs from Woofies would be great.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I'd be happy to come, but would you please invite the AM guys? I mean, it wouldn't be a real Christmas party without them.
Oh, Drew slept a little late today, and he's still giddy. This is great. It's 7:15 here at Sports.
I didn't sleep at all. My three-year-old came into the bed last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. I had a dream about JC. Boy, that was a nightmare.
Your children are really dreaming about me?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Your kid had a dream about JC?
JC's head was on Freddy Krueger's body. I couldn't figure that out.
You're making this up. You're telling stories again.
Oh, you know how that goes.
Yeah, right.
Basketball tonight at the arena. You guys are going to be there, right? The annual Mizzou, Illinois game. This one also called the Probation Bowl this year. Illinois has a 7-game winning streak in this game. Last year, the Fighting Illini beat the Mizzou Tigers 101-93. When was the last time Mizzou beat Illinois in that game? Huh? It was the 82-83 season, if you can believe that.
Thank you. St. Louis weather. Sunny today, the high 50. Fair tonight, low in the mid-30s. Sunny tomorrow, high around 50. It is 39 degrees right now. And time for screen test. And with the big game going on tonight, it is screen test time. Today's question, the movie from a couple of years ago about the championship high school basketball team from the state of Indiana, it's called Hoosiers. Today's question, there was an alcoholic assistant coach in that movie. We want to know what actor played that role. 969 Rock from Illinois, 399 Roll. This is Classic Rock 93.7 KSD.